escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. See, we have Sue. I called you Stu. I'm sorry, Sue. Ethan and Fred in studio. Fred, I heard that you had quite the adventure coming into work today.
Well, I tell you, how many times do you drive to work in the morning and pass someone on the side of the highway and think, oh, that poor fellow. You know, I feel so bad for him. He's messing up traffic. He's just sitting there on his phone. What in the world is going on? Well, that was me this morning on my way into work. It must have been about 8 a.m. I'm driving down 55.
Minding your own business.
Definitely minding my own business. And all of a sudden, my car just dies while driving.
Oh, Fred.
So wait, the electric cut out? Is that what happened?
The gas cut out somehow. So I just kind of coasted to this, you know, to the lane on the side of the highway. So I could be actually off the highway.
Oh, Fred, this is just the worst feeling.
Just sit there and try and consider what I'm going to do, which is the first thing I do is call AAA.
Yep.
And then I text my wife, and then I text Sue Thomas.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because I know Sue then is going to be reporting.
You did not.
Somebody stuck on the side of the highway.
I
wanted to let her know that's me. So, like, 3 minutes after I'm stopped on the highway and I made contact with AAA, which got Missouri Roadside Assistance to come out and help me, Sue texts me a picture of my car sitting on the side of the highway from the cameras.
Yes. So we have a picture of Fred from the MODOK cameras on the shoulder. I've got one of him on the shoulder, and then I have a video of the actual tow truck behind him, ready to take him out.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so they came, they got the car started. Missouri Roadside Assistance was great because they said, where do you want it to go? And I said, take it to my service station, which is Green Park Automotive on Union.
Not
near Revis.
Far away.
Yeah, not far away. 4.2 miles away, 7 minutes. And the tow truck driver said, I'll follow you to make sure you get there okay. Which he followed me, turning around on the highway, getting off, getting back on,
very nice.
Driving back. And I just limped into the service station and it was like a pit stop. When I got to the service station, my wife had already brought her car and left it at the station. So I hop out of my car, hand my keys to Bob at Green Park. He hands me my wife's car keys. I hop in her car and take off back coming down to work. It was kind of like I was, you know, carrying an organ or something. Like there was no need. I needed
to
get here that quickly. But, you know, I just bam, 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 I was back on the road.
Wow, you are so organized.
Yeah.
And what a team trooper you think. I need to call this traffic tip into Sue.
Well, I appreciated it. And he told me not to mention his name, so I was very impressed with myself for not doing that. I'm like, there's a stall on northbound 55 on the shoulder, of course, because it's a thoughtful individual.
Yeah, you know,
poor guy looks like he's having a rough time out there. We just hope he has the best day.
Not only am I, you know, the executive producer of this show, but I'm also the health and religion editor for KMOX. It's too bad I'm not the auto editor,
right,
or I could have maybe been able to do something. But everybody, there's so many people here at work that offered rides, that said, we'll be on our way. You know, we're driving by you.
Yes.
We can come back and get you. So I'm so grateful to everyone here that offered me help.
Did anyone look at you and like kind of roll down their window and laugh at you or say, sucker, or anything
like
that?
No, but one car came really close to hitting me from behind.
And
it's like, what are you doing in that lane?
You're on the shoulder.
He was on the shoulder coming at me full speed. And then he just got back into the right lane. So it was crazy.
Oh, wow.
I never got out of the car.
Oh, no.
I think they say don't get out of your car. So I just stayed in the car and sweated a lot until they got there and helped me in about 20 minutes. It only took about 20 minutes.
Everything you were supposed to. One thing, I want to make sure I heard you correctly. So the tow truck driver that showed up, did you say she followed you? Was it a lady?
No. It was a man.
It was a man.
I've never seen a female tow truck driver in my life.
Yeah, that doesn't
honest.
Appeal to me.
Maybe that's why they were so nice.
That could be. But this was in a construction zone, Ryan. So there's only two open lanes. So if somebody does kind of not pay attention for a while, I can see how that would happen, and they drift over to the shoulder. It's no good. No bueno, as the kids said.
But I made it safely, and I got into work just a little bit late. It was great.
Sue, I think you should get the picture of him on the traffic camera framed for him. Maybe get a nice frame for on Prime Day.
This could end up being
a good deal, a nice heartwarming gift.
It's kind of something I want to forget about. I'm still waiting to hear the ultimate diagnosis on the car.
Also, you haven't found out yet what's wrong with it.
Okay. We're all guessing alternator.
Somebody on the feed says, everybody knows it was Fred because his license plate say Bottenheimer.
That's funny.
Uh-huh. All right. How about we do Sue's News after the break? I'm looking forward to that. It's always a fantastic segment. You're listening to the Mark Reardon Show. I'm Ryan Recker filling in, 97.1 FM Talk. True professionals here. You have Fred, who broke down and called in the traffic tip. You have Sue that was watching the cameras. And I should have known when you did the traffic report, Sue, that you said, oh, God bless that man in the lane over the shoulder on 55 or whatever. Wouldn't it have been nice to say something like a nice little note? So Fred, listening in this car, trying not to get rear-ended by people speeding on the shoulder, knew that we care about him.
She could have said a dedicated listener.
I've thought about that, and then I thought, I don't know. He was pretty adamant. He didn't want me to. So I just said, there is a stall on the shoulder.
Mm-hmm. That's not a nice name to call Fred, the stall on the shoulder.
That's him. I did send him a video with an arrow pointing to it, or did I send that to someone else?
No, you sent that to me.
Okay. Yeah. Just to show, you know.
All right. Let's do Sue's News.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
It's National Kitten Day. Isn't that kind of sweet?
It is.
It's National Pick. What do you mean, eh?
Cats are evil, so.
Yeah, but kittens.
Kittens are not
a different
evil.
Story.
Okay, I'll
come
give you
on.
Kittens.
Pick Blueberries Day, which I usually do, well, not every day, but I haven't done that this summer, just pointing that out.
It's a lot of sweating. Where do you pick blueberries at?
There's a place out pretty far on 6440 to Highway D, and then you take that. But they may have gone out of business. I'll let you know. You used to be able to just go and pick, and now it's more difficult, and you'd have to get there super early, and then I work until 9. It didn't work out well.
Isn't that like a good scenario, though? If they're out of business, there's no one there to stop you. Just pick whatever you want.
Yeah, if they still have the bushes. I don't know if they do. It's also Teddy Bear Picnic Day. I don't know what's happening. Now, on this day in history, we're going to hear some music because 61 years ago, but it's a cold start, cold intro. In 1964, the Beatles released their album A Hard Day's Night with this hit on it.
Can't buy me love, love, can't buy me love. I'll buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. Woo! I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. Cause I don't
You know, two things I like about that song. First, it just makes me happy.
Yes!
Secondly, you actually said the phrase, cold intro.
Oh!
So, it's kind of fun to hear someone use technical language
because
like
was,
that.
She saw me getting ready to play it under like Mark does. Uh-huh. So she helped me out.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to be hitting the button
too
early. It
sounded so much better because of it.
And, yeah, that was 61 years ago today. It's just amazing to me. When I hear early Beatles compared to late Beatles, what a band and the changes they went through and the creativity. It's really impressive. And then 44 years ago today in 1981, the John Carpenter cult classic Escape from New York was released, starring Kurt Russell as the convict sent to Manhattan to rescue the president from the island's maximum security prison. And they called him Snake. And it was actually parts of it filmed in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you watched it with that eye, Ryan, you know, to go back and say, ooh, yeah, it's the bridge. Ooh, yeah.
Right. You know, I know the references, Union Station, and I know they bought that bridge and then sold it back. I can't remember what bridge that was, though.
I can't either.
I don't know.
I'd have to watch it again to tell you. And then, since Ethan is in here, we'll do this one. On this day in history, 25 years ago, in 2000, Coldplay released their debut album, Parachutes. So there you go. One for Ethan today. He likes the Coldplay.
I do love me some Coldplay. I appreciate you throwing that one in there, Sue. It's a classic.
It's Yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Trouble and Shiver also on that album. All right. Oh, there you go. We'll give a little. It's a long intro. You understand.
Are they still really popular, Coldplay?
I mean, they're still touring and stuff. I don't think they have produced as big of music here as in the last couple of years. But I know there's a couple of semi-newer ones in the last, I don't know, several months that Mark has added to his playlist. He still likes them, the new stuff. So, but their big stuff is, it's been quite a few years.
Oh, you know what? Thank you, online. It was the old chain of Roxbridge.
Oh, yeah.
The tropicalfruit.com. Now, I haven't eaten cereal in probably 2 years because it's just terrible for you. But I bring this up because it does kind of unify the world. Tropical fruit.
Even life is life?
Oh, life is terrible. They're
honey,
all
honey
terrible.
Cheerios?
All of them are terrible.
Are you kidding me?
Sue, you're breaking my heart.
I'm sorry. No. You can still eat them. I'm just telling you that it's not good. Now, the tropicalfruit.com ranked the 10 best cereals of all time and gave the top spot. Well, let's work our way up, shall we?
Okay, all right. Yeah, I like this.
See how many of your childhood favorites made the cut. All right. Mm-hmm. At number 10, Frosted Flakes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That, listen,
classic.
Nothing wrong with that, but they get soggy pretty quickly. Number 9, Fruit Loops.
Okay.
All right. Number 8, Lucky Charms with the marshmallows. Okay. Mm-hmm. Number 7 is Wheaties. How is that number 7? They say it's the only kind of healthy one on the list.
Yeah,
well,
you
the tie-in of the sports. Yeah, I mean, that's going to be a big part
well,
of it.
That's
the
true.
Marketing, I think, probably that puts it up there.
Number 6, Cap'n Crunch, but with crunch berries. Now, when I did eat the cereal, I always found that Cap'n Crunch kind of tore up the roof of your mouth.
Hmm.
But a crunch berry was good. You agree with that?
They always would tear up your mouth, but boy, was it good.
Gosh, it can't be worth it. Fred, you didn't have that happen?
Oh, no. I did, too.
Yeah, and why was it we're tearing up the roof of our mouth thinking, yeah, more? I mean, that doesn't make sense.
There's a lot of pointy ends to the little Captain Crunch.
I guess. Number 5 is one I never liked, which is Honeycomb. Anyone?
What?
Oh, no, I liked Honeycomb.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. Number 4, Cinnamon Life. All right, Life is
good.
On
I'll
there.
I'll give you that, yeah. Okay.
I love Cinnamon Life. In fact, so my mom was, like, pretty healthy as far as, like, getting us, like, if we were going to eat cereal, we're going to eat the good cereal.
Uh-huh.
So we had a decent amount of Cinnamon Life.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I like Cinnamon Life.
Now, my favorite is at number 3, which was Fruity Pebbles. That's nothing but chemicals,
yeah.
And it is
That's
awesome.
Good.
Awesome, awesome. Number 2, Cocoa Krispies.
Yeah.
And number 1, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Thank
Cinnamon
God.
Toast
wow.
Crunch.
Thank God.
And
easily
that's
number one. I can't believe Reese's Puffs didn't make the list.
I don't know.
I love some Reese's Puffs.
Why can't you give some respect to the Cheerios, the biggest cereal of them all?
Well, I don't know, but this is what, you know, of all time, there's only Wheaties in there that's not completely horrible.
What about Frankenberry?
Oh, Frankenberry.
Oh, man.
Count Chocula.
Count Chocula.
Oh, Count Chocula. And what was the strawberry one? Oh, you can see him in your head. Come on.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, Frankenberry. Frankenberry. Wasn't it?
Isn't that what he just said?
Oh.
That's what I just said.
He just said that.
That was strawberry.
The Booberry.
Booberry
was the blue one. I'm sorry, Fred. You did say it. No wonder it occurred to me. You had just said it.
You know, can I tell you what my favorite cereal is? And everyone makes fun of me for having this as a favorite cereal, is Cracklin' Oat Bran.
What are you, 85?
I love it.
May as well say your favorite's Grape Nuts. Jeez.
Yes.
I like Grape Nuts, too. Grape Nuts are great. But the Cracklin' Oat Bran, it destroys my stomach every time I eat it, but it is so good.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it sweet?
It's a little sweet. Just a little.
Cracklin' Oat Bran. Not going to eat it. Just curious. And honorable mentions include Golden Grahams, Cocoa Puffs, and Honey Bunches of Oats. Okay. All right. This story, I feel like this could happen to anyone. And what do you do? There's a woman in San Jose, California, and she's been getting hundreds of Amazon packages over the past year. And they all contain the same thing. Oversized fake leather car seat covers, which were made in China.
Yeah.
Now, they're scattered all over her property, and she can't fit her car inside her garage anymore because it's filled up with these things. She's refused delivery on hundreds more, and she repeatedly complained to Amazon, but they gave her the runaround. And they kept saying, we're promising that these deliveries will stop, but they didn't. They told her to, listen, just dispose of the boxes yourself or donate them. But the woman said, I can't afford to do that, and no charity wants fake leather car seat covers, certainly not this many. Well, it turns out that the Amazon seller was in China, and they randomly put her address as the return address because then they wouldn't have to pay for those large boxes to be sent all the way back to China.
Oh, those jerks.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Huh.
So it was a scam to get around Amazon's international policy. And once the woman's story finally, she called the local news and said, help me. I can't. What am I supposed to do? They won't do it. Amazon finally sent a truck to her house to pick up all the boxes, and they've supposedly taken care of it. We have a little bit of the sound from her just talking about it. See if you can find it.
It started with one package, and I was like, it's got my address, but it's not for me. And I went to my neighbor's. And I was like, oh, you know, did somebody accidentally put the wrong last digit? Nobody knew what it was. Oftentimes, the amount it costs to return it is about more than 50% of what they paid for it. And every time I was absolutely assured, this will stop. You won't get any more of these packages. You'll hear from us within 24 to 48 hours.
And then it never did. Oh, it's just the worst. All right. And finally, in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. Now, we were trying to outfit Mark for something recently, and this is why I bring this up. The most formal type of dress for men is white tie, not black tie. A white tie tuxedo requires a coat and tails, white bow tie, and a wing collar. Mm. And that's it for Sue's news.
How about pink tie, like on Dumb and Dumber, or the yellow tie? Very fancy for all those things.
No.
Yeah, you're listening to The Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
And I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. Really looking forward to the lineup we got here today. I don't know if you know this, but today would have been Nikola Tesla's birthday. So we're going to talk to a Tesla expert. I know a lot of people are interested in the inventions that he made and some of them that really didn't become popular. But in retrospect, you go back and look at it and say, whoa, this guy was working on some crazy stuff. So we'll talk about his legacy in the show. Joining us now is the chief legal analyst and partner at Hairstyle Fisher & Young, Brad Young, joining us again. Hello, Brad.
Ryan, man, 2 days in a row. I got to tell you, I'm luckier than Bill Clinton on a ladies' night at a bar.
Well, Brad, I got to say, it is nice to happen 2 days in a row. I don't know if this increases your fee, having you on 2 days in a row.
Oh yeah, you know that enormous Odyssey money? I'm getting my share, pal. I mean, it's not like, hang on a second, it's not like coast-to-coast money, but it's right. Pretty darn but good money.
I mean, you're piling up the Odyssey stock right now, so I think maybe one day you'll be able to cash out all of your different appearances.
One day. Yeah, if I live long enough.
There was a few things I wanted to ask you about, and one of the things that is kind of interesting right now is TikTok as an app. And for a while there, was it going to go? Is it going to stay? Is there going to be a ban? Is it going to be sold? So part of this is having a foreign entity control all of this sensitive data. It's already prohibited on the devices of federal agents. They don't want this stuff in there, mining for information, sensitive government information. So is TikTok going to get banned? And let's say that Donald Trump decides not to enforce the ban. What happens in situations like that?
Well, let me talk about what I think will happen, and then we'll talk about the constitutional issue. It was announced this week that Trump has put together some buyers for TikTok, but the Chinese government won't sell the algorithm. So as I understand it, what's happening, because the algorithm is literally all, that's where the money is on this case. And an algorithm, of course, is just a computer program that gets people, primarily kids, addicted to watching TikTok. So including members of my own family, I'll tell you that. But here what's happening is that there is apparently another TikTok algorithm that's in the process of being put together. And then once that happens, the sale is going to happen. That's just stuff I'm reading online. I don't know how true that is. And I certainly don't know the timeline. Now, here's the constitutional problem. The Constitution specifically tells the president and literally requires the president to take care that the laws be faithfully executed. And in this instance, TikTok is a valid law. It was passed by both houses of the legislature, signed by President Biden. And so at this point, it's Trump's to enforce. And at this point, he's not enforcing it. The law itself allows for a continuation of the ban if there is a pending sale. But as far as I've read in the bill, which I've read, it doesn't allow for unlimited continuances. So right now, I think it's beyond what the statute allows. And that raises the question, you know, should a president be able to selectively enforce the law? We saw that during the Biden administration, where the Biden administration was choosing not to enforce immigration laws. So this isn't a right or a left issue. It's really just a how government should function issue. I complained about it during the Biden administration. I complained about it during the Obama administration. And I think there are valid complaints now, particularly with TikTok, during and under the Trump administration.
Well, where are we going to get our dance videos if TikTok goes away?
Oh, my goodness. I can't tell you how little that means to me. You know, I have an immense vocabulary, but there is no word, Ryan, that can summarize how little, not even a scintilla, do I care about that issue.
Okay. Can I ask you when it's appropriate to plead the fifth? Let's say you're in front of a congressional subcommittee and they're asking you some pretty serious questions. Let's talk about the fifth in general. When can it be used? When can it be used? And when is it inappropriate to use?
Well, it could be used anytime you're being questioned by any government agency, state, federal, local, any place. You can always what's called plead the fifth. You have a constitutional protection against self-incrimination. And we saw that on display with Joe Biden's doctor, where he pled the fifth. Now, I think it's interesting. Not only did he plead the fifth, but at least according to the Babylon Bee, he denies ever even knowing any person named Joe Biden.
Well, it definitely got the attention of a lot of different people in Congress. They just want to get some answers. They're not going to get it that way. Can literally every single person that is called in front of that committee just plead the fifth?
Yes. Now, here's the way you get around it, though. And there's an easy way to get around this issue. And that is that Congress gives you immunity for anything you say. So at that point, then you cannot be under any self-incrimination if you're given immunity. So you say what you're going to say, and you can't be prosecuted for that. So then you have to testify. If once immunity is given and the person still refuses to testify, then that person can be jailed for being in contempt of Congress.
Don't they normally just handle this stuff behind closed doors when a person doesn't want to testify in front of Congress? They say, okay, we'll give you immunity and we'll let you do it behind the curtain.
Yeah, but in this instance, there's a political angle, and that is specifically the Republicans in Congress want the American public to see that the doctor isn't going to roll over and testify. So there's a political angle, and that's why we're seeing this played out publicly.
Got it. All right. Well, that's not going away. I mean, there's still a lot of questions about the health, mental health, physical health of the president of the United States when it comes to Joe Biden. I'm trying to remember. Can you pretty much that committee call anyone to testify? And if they don't do it voluntarily, they can subpoena that person to show up. Is that pretty much how it works?
Yeah, I mean, not just anybody, but there has to be, specifically with regard to Congress, there's a rule and a requirement that Congress can do investigations, and there's certain parameters on what those investigations are. And one of those parameters involves investigations involved with crafting future legislation. And so what the Republicans in Congress can do now is say, well, we're looking at crafting legislation related to determining the mental competency of a president. Therefore, we need to question Joe Biden's physician with regard to his treatment of Joe Biden. And so that's how you get around that angle. Now, there's another part of this, too, and that is, generally speaking, doctors there's a doctor-patient privilege, and doctors cannot be forced to testify against their patients. In this instance, if immunity is given, and I've even researched this today, you literally have a clash of two rights and privileges here. And I don't know how that would play out in the courts, because if you give the doctor immunity, he can't be sued by his patient for a violation of doctor-patient privilege, can't be sued for HIPAA violation. So I think the doctor could be forced to testify, but I've never seen that played out in the courts before.
Let's talk about this lawsuit. Muhammad Khalil, is that how you say it? Either way.
Well, it's Mahmoud. It's Mahmoud Khalil.
Oh, got it. And $20 million claim against the Trump administration for false imprisonment. So I'm guessing we're going to see a lot of this. So let's say ICE agents show up and they take someone that, well, shouldn't have been taken. They hold them in a prison cell for a long period of time. And then they eventually get out with an apology. Probably not, but let's say they get an apology. And then they're pretty upset about that. So how do you foresee something like this playing out?
Well, let's talk about Mahmoud Khalil in particular, and then, because it's going to apply to these other situations. And then we also have to take a step back. This is more complicated than it may initially appear, but I'm going to break it down very quickly and very succinctly. And that's this. There's this concept called sovereign immunity. That means the government can't be sued unless the government agrees to be sued. All right. Under old English common law, you couldn't sue the king. Because the sovereign immunity means the king can do no wrong, which means the government. Now, the government passed a long time ago something called the Federal Tort Claims Act, which allows people to sue the federal government under specific circumstances. Now, I looked into how this applies to Mahmoud Khalil's situation. And the Federal Tort Claims Act does not waive immunity for claims based upon constitutional violations. It doesn't do that. So that means and this is easy, this is first year law school stuff, that part of his lawsuit will be dismissed, because you cannot sue the government unless the government has consented to be sued, and the government has not consented to be sued in situations of constitutional violations. Also, the Federal Tort Claims Act excludes claims arising from discretionary functions of federal officials. So in this instance, the prosecution of individuals or the deportation of individuals, that's a discretionary function of a federal official. And because it's part of the policy-making apparatus of the Trump administration. So I don't think that's going to be allowed either. And when I looked under false imprisonment or malicious prosecution, which again, Khalil's alleging, those are only allowed under the Federal Tort Claims Act if the actions were taken without a valid legal basis. So the only thing I can see that Khalil can sue on is false imprisonment or malicious prosecution. The other things are going to be excluded by the judges. Those are going to be dismissed. But this one might move forward. But listen, if the Trump administration can give a valid legal process for the basis of their deportation, even that part of the lawsuit is going to fail.
That's interesting. Well, there's a lot to keep an eye on when it comes to legal topics. I'm guessing that your phone is constantly dinging with new alerts of interesting legal concepts as they continue to pop up across the country.
It does. But, you know, when I got to balance that with a full-time job, it's kind of hard. But you know what? That's just how much Ryan Recker means to me. I sacrifice billable hours to help Ryan Recker's shows be the best they can be.
Yep. I remember one of the first times I interviewed you on KMOX, and I took a wild stab at a wild question, and you didn't hang up on me, and I knew instantly that I was going to like you. Do you remember what that question was?
If I were a tree, what would I be? I mean, I have no idea.
The question was, we were talking about, I think, your house, and you said you had two daughters, and I said, did you have to install two water heaters to keep up with demand of having two daughters fighting for bathroom time? And you answered that. And I think you said, did you have two water heaters? Or you had to get an upgraded industrial sized one to keep up with it.
Man, you've got a great memory. I did. I said, once my third, I got three girls. I said, once my third daughter was born, I had to upgrade to a 50-gallon water heater or else,
that's right,
you know, dad's taking cold showers.
I know. And I thought, okay, you said that three daughters. I know that that's a lot of bathroom time when they're all fighting for hot water. And then you're at the end with the cold water like Fred Flintstone and like the brontosaurus trunk comes down. But
exactly,
you didn't like hang up on me and I knew, oh, I'm going to like this guy.
And it's been a bed of roses ever since.
Yeah. Brad Young, chief legal analyst here, partner at Hairstyle Fisher & Young in St. Louis.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
That's Brad. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Ryan. Anytime.
And I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. Don't go anywhere. 97.1 FM Talk. I just want to say I enjoy Brad Young so much. Brad Young is so good. Everything he does, like every time he comes on, he just nails the legal topics. He does a fantastic work. All right, we got a couple of minutes here. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. I wanted to play some audio clips here. And there's one interesting one that grabbed my attention. It was Marco Rubio on his AI impersonator. I'm totally fascinated by artificial intelligence and everything around it. Can we play clip 15?
Yeah, it's just one of the other great challenges posed to us by AI. I'm sure there's a lot of positive aspects to AI as well, but this ain't one of them. It won't be the last time you see me or others, for that matter. Maybe some of you will be impersonated. But it's just a reality of this AI technology that's going on, and it's a real threat. Generally, I communicate with my counterparts around the world through official channels for a reason, and that's to avoid this.
That's why you got to get the blue check mark next to your name, I guess. I still refuse to pay for that. They gave it to us for free for too long. Not getting the blue check mark and paying for it on Twitter there. But he's got a point there. And every time I turn around, it's just amazing the things that people are doing when it comes to video generations on artificial intelligence. I've watched some of these different videos. They're so realistic. they don't necessarily act the same way a human would act. They act kind of like a cartoon version of a human would act, but it looks like a real person. But I've seen also people spend, I don't know, $500, and they make these like mini movies with a budget of $500. And the technology is only going to get better and more affordable. It's really a weird, wild future when it comes to artificial intelligence. There was a couple other things I wanted to get to on the show. And in New York City, people are really worried about this socialist becoming the mayor. The fact that he has done as well as he has so far, and he is a full-blown socialist and someone that talks about, you know, communal living, communal possessions, you know, letting the government take care of your life. I thought New Yorkers rejected that sort of thing, but maybe it's just a younger demographic that appeals to the idea that, yeah, I got nothing to lose. Like I'm barely scraping by, can't afford anything anyway. All the people that own things, they're the ones that are rich. I'm not going to have an inheritance. So why not throw a monkey wrench into the system and force the hand where I can inherit something that doesn't belong to me, thanks to Uncle Sam pulling it out of someone else's pocket first. And I think a lot of people in New York are a little bit worried, like Chuck Schumer, because he even refuses to comment where they're going with this. Can we play clip number 18? This is our good old friend Chuck Schumer.
The bottom line is Democrats are united.
About a month since the New York City mayoral primary, you have yet to endorse the Democratic nominee. What is holding you back, and what will it take for you to get to that?
I'll be meeting with him soon.
Yeah, he doesn't really want to. He's like, got to find a right way to spin this right now because it's not looking good. Hakeem Jeffries also mentioned it. This is clip 17.
I have no idea what these people are talking about. It's clear to us as House Democrats, it's clear to us as members of the New York City delegation that the problem is Donald Trump and House Republicans.
You know, whatever Hakeem Jeffries is trending, his nickname also trends, which I think is hilarious. His nickname is Dollar Store Obama. If you listen to his cadence and the way that he brings out arguments, I think he draws a lot of inspiration from President Obama. And even the Raging Cajun Carville, he's a little bit curious how this is going to play out for the Democrats. Clip 16.
Come on, that's a concern. Man. Just get it out your mouth. He's been given every opportunity to walk it back. Okay, yeah. So I am quite befuddled by it.
Befuddled by him. At some point, he's got to retire, right? I think Carville doesn't necessarily speak, but I find that some of the legacy Democrats that have always been super hard lined against Republicans have started to come around when they realize the different fruits of their labor, what they have sowed is coming up socialists. And they realize, kind of like the Bill Maher's of the world, these commentators saying, oh boy, did we do this? Kind of like Steve Urkel. Did I do that? All of a sudden, the socialists and the squads and the, you know, communists and all these other things start sprouting out based on what they were sowing for so long. It shouldn't be that big of a surprise. And maybe Carville's starting to realize maybe we made a mistake here. Maybe we've created a monster. It's like Frankenstein. Maybe we've created a monster. All right, Jane Duker's going to join us after the break. And I wanted to have Jane on because I think this is interesting. It's been quite the interesting political tales that have been going on in St. Louis. Kara Spencer, she's been in office nearly 3 months. We're coming up on that anniversary. I want to get Jane Duker's take. How has she done? Maybe we can get a report card for that. Also, we're going to talk to Jane Elkhorn. She is with the Tesla Research Center in New York. It is Tesla's birthday today. What are some of his big, giant technological advances, including his contributions to radio he doesn't get all the credit for? So we'll talk to her about that. Coming up, I'm Ryan Recker, filling in 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.